This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Kyle May joins us from Fleet Feet. You know, you're coming up on your seventh anniversary. I don't know if that seems about right in my head or not. It's one of those things you could have told me 15 years or five, and I probably would have believed you. Just having a harder time tracking time these days. But you're going to celebrate your anniversary by going to Missouri and letting all the other people deal with it.
Yeah. I've been in retail for almost 20 years. Well, I've owned my own business for almost 20 years. I've been in retail longer than that. So, yeah, I don't know. 7 years, I don't know. Seems like I've been doing it longer, but anyway. Yeah, so we're May 1st is our anniversary, and I'm headed out of town to do a gravel ride, which I didn't even really think about it whenever I signed up. So Heather brought it up to me, and, like, let's have an event at the store, and we're going to do a 7K run May 1st for our birthday.
All right, 7K would equal to 4.3 miles, just to give you an idea. That's going to start at Fleet Feet. What time, how do you pre-register? Of course, everything, you guys do everything on your Facebook page, your actual website. You can find all the information about anything we talk about on these Tuesdays.
So it's a Saturday. It happens to be on Saturday, May 1st, 8 a.m. We'll start at the run store. If you register, some of the pre-registered people will be randomly drawn to receive some swag and some freebies and stuff. And then we're going to try to do something with some birthday treats afterwards outside and keep a socially distanced and all on the up and up with that. So and then we might have some specials at the store too. So, happy birthday to us coming up.
All right. Well, congratulations. And May 1st, that'll be great. One of the things you guys have been involved in a lot is helping the community. And I know there have been several neighborhood cleanups going on over there in the West End, but you guys are doing one this weekend and getting involved with the Beautify Decatur Coalition. Why do you think it's important to do this?
It's setting a good example for the area and taking care of where we run a lot. We've done this for several years now, some kind of neighborhood cleanup. It was sparked by a customer a couple of years ago, and it became a thing on our radar to try to do every spring after all the snow melts, which should be the last one today. So we're going to do that. Where do I got that down? This Sunday at 11:30. And we're going to go along our world famous dam route. So we head down to Oakland and then do the bike path down there. And with the Beautify Decatur Coalition, even the city of Decatur, like whenever we fill up a trash bag, we can leave it in a couple marked places and they'll come pick them up on Monday morning. If any neighborhood organization is interested in doing that type of stuff, just get a hold of Beautify Decatur and they can help with some of those things too. But we're going to try to do it in our area and then take care of some of that stuff. Also coming up next Tuesday is our trail running program, and that should be a lot of fun. That's a good time. We're going to go run some of the different trail systems in the area, Spittler Woods and Rock Springs and Fringe Creek and some of the other ones around the area. So we'll do that on Tuesday evenings at 5:30 and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. And then we'll have some homework in between and then some cross-training options and stuff, too, that'll be included. And it is $85, and you can register, and it's an eight-week program. I think we've got almost 20 people signed up already, so a lot of people are looking forward to doing some more group activities, and especially being outside, we're pretty fortunate that we can do stuff like that.
The trail running is so nice because you obviously get all the physical benefits of the running and the training, but just being outside, as the Japanese call nature bathing, being out there with the trees and everything coming to life. Forget today. Today's an anomaly. Everything's going to be back in the 70s next week. But I think people will really enjoy that if they haven't done that, and maybe people are a little intimidated by it, but it's a great way to start. So make sure that you sign up for that. And for, a little over $10 a week, it's a heck of an affordable way to get back there. Now, last week on this very Tuesday morning, you said, Saturdays are crazy. Maybe you don't need to come out on Saturday, and then no one came out on Saturday. You got to learn how to market this stuff, Kyle. The FOMO, the fear of missing out, that's what people have. Come out Saturday.
Yeah, you would think after 20-some years I was just bragging about it, I'd have something figured out. But, it was a normal Saturday. It wasn't quite as crazy as it had been, so... but we hired a new lady a week or so ago. We got her up to speed, and We got a few more people on Saturdays working now, and even during the week we got some more staff. So we can handle the demand a little bit better now. So yeah, 10 to 6 through the week and 10 to 4 on Saturday. And we stopped doing appointments because it was too hard to manage that. So just feel free to come in, and you might have to wait just a little bit, but it shouldn't be too bad, and especially since we've ramped up the staffing on Saturdays. So yeah, I probably anyway, it was just a weird coincidence, I think. And then our website, we still get a lot of traffic with sales on the website. So ffdecatur.com, you can go to that, and it'll take you to links that you can shop for stuff on there too. It actually has the ability to show like what's in stock at our store too. So we have people call or message us and ask sometimes. If you go on the left side, you can actually click like Decatur, Illinois, and you can dig down and see what we have in the store too. So it's kind of cool, that whole omni-channel shopping that we can provide.
All right, we've got like literally 30 seconds left. Tell me about these sandals, because you're going to set up a store within a store, and this is the first store in Illinois to get it. What is the name of this brand?
So UFO sandals. They are, they're kind of rubber, squishy-looking sandals, but they are extremely comfortable, which they look like it, but they have a lot of arch support on them too. So a lot of people that have plantar fasciitis issues and stuff, it helps with that, wearing them around the house. We've always done really well with them. We, you know, they have some crazy patterns. I think we've been waiting for these cheetah print ones forever, and they just showed up. But we do really, really well with them. So our UFOS rep was in the other day taking a picture and was trying to get us some signage, and it turned into we're going to get a store-in-store a POP display that's like really nice light up sign and like a really cool display. And then we're going to get a little bit more support to where we can get some product a little easier, because that's been an issue. And they're supposed to put it in today, and that'll look really nice. And we'll have a ton of UFOS sandals to pick from. So they make the in between the toe sandals, they make slides, they make shoes actually too, some clogs. So a lot of different options for those. So come check those out.
All right, Kyle May from Ride and Run and Fleet Feet celebrating their 7th birthday coming up on May 1st. Lots of stuff going on. FFDecaturIL.com or FleetFeetDecaturIL.com, the website. You can get all of the information about everything we just talked about.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.